This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
So here's the question floating around out there. Are mountain lions and bobcats threatened and or endangered in the state of Colorado? This question is actually quite a valid one because we currently hunt both mountain lions and bobcats in Colorado. Now, if the population was threatened as a result of hunting or even endangered because of hunting, I can almost guarantee you that every single sportsman in Colorado, as well as sportsmen that come into Colorado from outside of the state, would say, we shouldn't be hunting them anymore. So what's the truth here? So mountain lions writ large across the entire Rocky Mountain West, all the way down through South America, from Colorado to California, are not threatened and are not endangered. They're actually listed by IUCN as least concern. It's the lowest category you can get from a wildlife population perspective. They're doing so well that they're even expanding their range into the Dakotas and Nebraska, which suggests that you've got population burgeoning and you've got immigration, i.e. individuals leaving a population and moving out to start new populations. Bobcats are in the same boat. They are not threatened. They are not endangered. And arguably, based on the science we have, are the most prolific wild cat in North America, estimated to have 1.2 to 1.4 million individuals across the U.S. Now, granted, to do a census like that is very difficult. So that is the best available science, the best guess from the scientists in the know. So the question is, does it actually carry true for Colorado? So CPW, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the scientific authority for wildlife in the state of Colorado, estimates that there are between 3,800 and 4,400 mountain lions in the state of Colorado. They have been hunting mountain lions in the state of Colorado for 50 years, since 1965, and has probably the most sustainable, most scientifically rigorously studied population, arguably in the entire Rocky Mountain West, if not the world, essentially on mountain lions. Again, based on the best available science, the population is stable to slightly increasing, to a population that's also seeing a lot of immigration, like we talked about, and immigration from other states. Similarly for bobcats. Bobcats are prolific across the entire state of Colorado, and based on 5 guidelines that CPW monitors and assesses, the population is doing extremely well. What does extremely well mean, Robbie? It's stable and it's increasing. So it's worth pointing out that, again, CPW's involvement in mountain lion research for the last 50 years has put them at the pinnacle of science related to mountain lions. They arguably have the best science available when it comes to understanding the population of mountain lions. See, CPW did this thing called a population modeling estimate, i.e. we have a certain habitat, we run it through a model, and the model predicts X amount of mountain lions are on the landscape. Well, that's modeling. It's not really ground truth. Hey, this is actually the fact. Well, CPW put in place probably the largest ground truthing exercise for mountain lions on the West Slope in two different areas, monster areas. I think it's 2,000 square kilometers in terms of their block treatment areas. Here's the most amazing thing. When I saw the data, the population modeling estimate and the ground truth population estimate, there is no statistical differences between the two, i.e. there's no difference. But when you look at the actual numbers, the numbers are almost identical, i.e. the modeling is phenomenally good. The ground truthing is phenomenally good, which means the data, the science on mountain lions and their populations in the state of Colorado is the best you possibly can have. If CPW is saying we have a stable, slightly increasing mountain lion and bobcat population, they're the best in the business. So what's my answer to are Colorado mountain lions and bobcats threatened or endangered? There's my answer.